Dairy Farmers of America held its annual meeting recently in Kansas City. We talked with DFA Chairman of the Board, Tom Camarillo, a dairy producer from Colorado, about some of the challenges that are facing the dairy industry today.
Well, on the farm, of course, it's the high cost of energy, and we've just gone through a lower price of milk cycle. Milk price is increasing, so that's going to be up for the farmers. But the key is the difference between the cost of production and the price received for milk. We haven't caught up. Feed costs are rising rapidly, as you know, with corn having its highest price in 10 years. It's putting stress on the livestock industry, but usually higher grain prices mean higher milk prices, so we just wait the cycle out.
Camarillo says right now dairy producers are kind of in a bind because the milk price has not caught up with the increases in production costs.
Our projections indicate that we're going to see better prices, but we are concerned whether those prices will cover the increased costs of corn. And in some parts of the country, roughage, alfalfa hay is short because of weather or lack of crop.
Camarillo remains optimistic about the dairy business.
You know, we go through cycles of low income, no income, up to pretty darn good income. And I think we're in a cycle now where we're going to see some better prices. And as you look down the road, we've got a lot of new products coming out. Our market is growing. Last year, fluid milk sales were up per capita for the first time in several years. And cheese products continue their increase in consumption, and we're selling a lot of dairy ingredients, putting a lot of whey powders and protein drinks on the market today, and it's looking good. Dairy products are the highest quality protein you can get, so we're being used in a lot of the nutrition and health products in bars and in drinks and in cookies. We're even in Girl Scout cookies now.
I asked Camarillo what DFA is doing right now to help dairy producers be more profitable.
Well, we're trying to do a lot of things. We're getting more involved in services, and we talked long and hard with our producers. We had about 1,000 producers at this meeting, and we asked them, what can we better help you with? The risk management, we're doing a lot of work there. DFA has a financing arm. We help with that. We have a services arm that offers supplies on the farm. So, of course, our biggest area is to market the milk at a competitive price. And we're working hard on that, and we're making headway. Well, I think the Secretary's main message to us is that he sees this year and the next 2 or 3 years as the beginning of a whole new front for agriculture, not only selling the products we've been selling, but getting more involved in energy and selling credits for carbon and this type of thing. He sees a whole new picture for agriculture, and he feels that, of course, the dairy is a good part of it. He sees the global market opening up, as we do, and our dairy sales globally has doubled in the last couple of years, and we will this year sell over $2 billion worth of dairy products overseas. And a few years ago, we didn't sell hardly any. So the markets are starting to open up, and we're starting to produce the products that people overseas want. We're very enthused. Secretary pointed out, but we're selling a lot of product into China. There's 450 million people in China that are in the middle class. And these people have money, and they want to improve their protein in their diet. So it's an excellent market, and it's picking up. Well, we're doing great in Mexico. We're shipping over, this year I guess we'd be about 650 semi-tanker loads of milk equivalent a day to Mexico every day of the year. So we're pretty pleased with the international marketplace.
And what kind of research projects are being done to help dairy farmers?
There's federal research projects on energy in relation to our byproduct manure. there's a lot there, I think, that will help dairy farmers down the road, and we expect things to happen there. But in our own R&D, yes, every day we come up with new products. We work, for example, with Frito-Lay. We're selling them cheese, powdered cheese, to go on their chips. We develop different products. Frappuccino is a product that was developed by Starbucks, Pepsi-Cola, and DFA, and you can find it almost everywhere. So we could go through a lot of products we're doing, but right now a lot of our research is how can we better use dairy ingredients? Take that milk apart and use each part of that milk somewhere. And one of the examples is, what do we do with the lactose? And that's a good market in China. 75% of the U.S. lactose is shipped to China.
That's Tom Camarillo, Chairman of the Board of the Dairy Farmers of America. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.